Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Stay tuned for part two of my interview with talented local actress and dancer Anne Bergère of Trégom.
Restez connectés pour la deuxième partie de l'entretien de Clark avec la talentueuse actrice et danseuse locale Anne Bergère de Trégom.
L'invité de Clark with your host Clark Aidy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome everybody, I'm back with Anne Bergère. And some of you who had the good fortune of listening to the program last week know that she's a fun person, talented person, and we're having such a good time, we decided to do a second week, and I'm delighted. So welcome back, Anne, and thanks for sticking around.
With pleasure.
We were talking about some of her recent acting opportunities, and she was explaining the situation about helping, in this case, almost as a manual of helping people who work in crisis situations, particularly in hospitals, know how to react and treat people in a way that is the way they want to be treated, because sometimes under the pressure, obviously, things get a little bit hectic.
Well said.
And you're planning. You are the mother in distress.
I am.
So is that a difficult scene to play?
Yeah, it's fun and difficult, but it's so interesting to see them so into their stuff. I mean, I have a fake belly and a fake vagina and a fake arm, actually, because
really?
because they can do the perfusions.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so they really act. They know it's not a real situation, but they're really playing the game. And so I'm actually quite amazed by their professionalism, and I can really see that they have a process so it's like a performance, you know.
Yeah.
And like you said, I'm a mother, so I've been in this situation, and I was lucky enough to have a good birth. Yeah, a good birth. It was quick and nice, and so I'm very supportive of all the work they've done. I'm very admirative.
Yes, you talked about having your child, what was it, 18 months ago, something like that?
Yeah.
And that's Raoul?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great name. We talked about that earlier. It's a great name. Well, how does that work then, if you have a huge thing happen to your body like that and then want to go back into what you've been doing before, particularly dance, I suppose?
Well, we've stressed that it won't work, and then the body is amazing, and you find back all your tricks, and I think that motherhood gives you strengths, and at first I was a bit afraid that I won't work, but I mean, this is the most extraordinary and banal things to give birth, so. It's weird because it's reverse everything. I mean, it puts everything upside down. But in a way, it's super normal. I mean, you had a kid, so what? You know,
yeah,
my mother
right.
had six, or not mine, but I mean, you
I know.
Know.
Yeah, it's we're all here, grace of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So the life continues.
So then you have to, I suppose, do exercise and things that get you back into shape. Because some of the dancing, why don't you give us that website again that shows some of the things that you can do.
So it's Anne Bergère, AnneBurgere, .fr.
.fr, okay. Because on that site, you'll find some interesting acting things that she does. They're sort of like auditions, but they're short, maybe 1 minute soliloquies or interviews.
Yeah, they're actually my Instagram too. You can, if
oh,
you're
we'll give us
younger,
Instagram.
Oh, you
yeah,
guys.
That hurts, but I understand.
But you'll find it on the website.
Okay, you can find it, yeah. So what's the website again?
AnneBurgère.fr.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I'll probably stick to the website, Anne. That's all right. My Instagram talents are. And the other thing is, now I don't know if you've noticed this or not, and I don't know how old you are, but I have a theory when I look at people, but particularly, I suppose, younger people, and particularly men, how they actually access the keyboard. Now, I have the naughty finger this way, and I do it like that.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Oh, stop. Well, I could do it with this finger.
Even worse. You gotta use the thumb.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting to that. So all of a sudden, there's like rapid fire. Like my kids are like, damn, damn, damn. Their thumb is going like, I can't even see it. It's going so fast. And sometimes it goes up, I guess, to get a word. And sometimes it goes to get letters. And with my thumb, I have about 3 letters every time I did it.
Yeah, you have big hands. Yeah. But actually, trying to put my mother to use the thumb on the phone, and she's like, "I'm sorry, I tried, but I cannot." So she used the index.
Oh, the index finger. That's very polite.
Yeah.
Well, I discovered that probably if you're under, I don't know what the cutoff is, 35 or 40, you're all thumbs. You know, you can do it.
Okay.
Above that age, this is still my research.
I haven't
got any conclusion. Above that
age. What kind of research is that?
It's like being on a train or an airplane watching people. I'm thinking, look at that guy. He's using his thumbs. He's about 38, I'm guessing, 40 years old. And then, of course, there's a kid 16, 17 going.
Yeah.
We know how that works. But anyway, that was a bit of a digression, but I think it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So Raul is a year and a half. Yeah. And you get some help around the house then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, well, there is his father. And 4 times a week, we have a nounou, an assistante maternelle. Oh, so nice. He's kept from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's very good. Because we have the best, like when he wakes up and then the dinner time, bath time, and go to sleep time.
Is that somebody that comes to the house?
No, at her house.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah.
Because we both work from home, so it would be difficult to have Raoul around to work. I mean, it's great to have him. We have him on the Wednesday, but I hope that I'm not the only woman feeling that, but I need some space to think, to create, to, you know.
Well, you're an artist, and artists need that space. You're quite right. Plus, you know, as far as the social thing goes, our kids went to preschool, we call it, and they started when they were 2 or 3, but it was a good socialization thing,
right? Also,
it very much
yeah.
was. I think it helps. The other thing that we did, and maybe you'll be able to do some of that too, because your English is good, is we spoke both languages in the house.
Oh, that's nice.
And I think it's a real advantage for them because they soak it up so fast, you know.
But the advantage of that is that you are native.
Yeah.
And I read too that it's actually not that good to speak English if you or other language if you are not native, because the kid won't pick the good accent or tongue stuff, you know.
Yeah.
He won't develop the ear like he would with some native people.
Well, there's no question the ear would be different, but your accent's very cute, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Raoul will be very popular.
Yeah. Well, we'll try that then.
So if you had your opportunity with Raoul taken care of and everything at home good, what would be sort of like your dream job, your dream casting?
Huh, hard. I've been asked the question in a casting and I was like, what would I love to play? I would love to play, do you know Billy Elliot?
Yeah.
You know, the dance teacher?
Yeah.
Well, she's a dream cast for me.
Oh, okay.
You know, for example, I really love a dance teacher, coach, like football coach, because mm-hmm. I'm, well, you see on my website, but I'm tall and I can't have this masculine, I'm feminine, but I have this like, you know, brutal, maybe kind of...
it's part of the acting.
Well, exactly. And so, yeah the coach, I love that because they are very strict and in a way they can explore creativity, they can explore, they can be mad, you know, in a good and a bad way. So,
yeah. That's
for example.
Kind of. So that would be probably a movie.
Yeah, movie or series, because now the difference is very...
Yeah, there's a lot of streaming.
The line is thin.
And for dance, what sort of opportunity would you have here, do you think, for that?
Well, I've been a dancer for a group named Catastrophe, and I was like a Claudette, you know, Claude François?
Oh, Claude François, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So,
Alexandra,
exactly, well, the same. And
there were 3 Claudettes?
Yeah, I think that... Oh, no.
More?
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4. Yeah, I've only seen it in passing, but it was very interesting.
Well, because I'm a good dancer, but I cannot say that I'm a professional dancer. I'm a vibrant dancer, you know, but so yeah, Claudette would be great.
And if you were dancing and you had a choice, what music would you pick?
Oh, disco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's retro.
Yeah, I'm a very retro. Disco or les années 2000, 2000.
Annie 2000, so 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
The first decade, yeah.
First decade, because it's super R&B and super retro and super kitsch and super baggy style, you know, and pink, and I love it.
Well, I'm interviewing Anne Berger, and I think enough said. She knows what she wants. She's a great actress and likes to dance, and we're talking about that. We're having a lot of fun. Yes, well, you know, you missed the 60s, Anne, so there you go.
Yep, sorry.
That's a shame, really. What do you feel like, I'll start with France, do you think the state of the arts in general, is it a good place to be? Is it on the up and up? Is it declining?
Well, a bit of all. I think that we are very lucky with our system, sorry. I'm going to say that again. We are very lucky with our system of intermittent du spectacle because we are being paid when we are not working. That's the way it works. You have to, of course, work to get this status. But yeah, it's like we talk healthcare. I mean, we pay a lot to get that, but it's very convenient, I would say. And well, I don't know the data, but I feel that culture, the government want to cut some money, so I feel like that it's declining, but I don't feel it in my position, I must admit. So yeah, I feel that so far I was quite lucky, and I hope I will have the opportunity to keep being an actress.
Well, unfortunately, I think governments around the world do cut that sort of thing first.
Yeah.
It is a shame. I mean, you have to have the arts. It's just such an integral part of being human to have that other expression.
Yeah, and in France particularly, it's a common... sorry, I'm talking Franglish. It's...
we can figure that out.
So yeah, in France particularly, it's... I mean, with the excellency, like wine, champagne, you know, all this stuff, the arts are part of our culture. So you have to give, I think, some money to keep it.
But there's also empresarios or people who do things privately too. It's not all government, right?
No, it's not all government, and I'm in this part too because I'm nobody now. So I have to, all the things I'm doing, I have to give my own money until people come see me and buy tickets and, you know.
Would you prefer to be on your own or with a troupe or with a small group?
Oh, in this industry, you can really do everything.
Do you have a preference yourself?
Well, I have, like I said in the first emission, I had my solo coming up, but it's not really a, I mean, your solo on stage, but then you have the director with you, like the scenograph, the costume, the light. So it's not, it's never really solo, but...
No, but
if I have a preference, yeah, I would say solo and troupe, because I love the reaction of
the back and forth.
Yeah, the back and forth.
Yeah, well, I think it feeds a good actress. It feeds your needs for that. Anything else that you want to tell us about what's coming up or what you want to try to do or where we can see you?
So I have my show coming up, which name is How to Succeed When You Have a Sandwich Name. I'm going to play it, but it's going to be in Paris at first, but I would love to play in Brittany. So if you have a theater, please contact me. I would love to come and play there. And if you are in Paris, it's going to be in November and December, the Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Every Tuesday.
Oh, every Tuesday.
Okay. Every Tuesday and of November and December.
And what is the theater? Or where is it?
The theater is Théâtre Clavel in Clavel Street in the 19th.
Clavel, okay. Well, that's really interesting. Will you do the show out here too? You said you would if you had a theater.
Exactly. And I'm trying to, yeah. And I have a good confidence that it will work, but maybe more in 2025.
Oui, yeah, 2025.
Thanks. I'm always bad with the numbers.
Well, you got it right. You just said it in the wrong language. That's right. So look for that on that website, annenburger.fr. And that sounds great. Is that a show, dance, singing? What is that?
Yeah, three of that. It's the pitch is a girl who comes from, it's not autobiographic at all.
I can see that.
It's a girl who comes from an island, and she arrived in a big city. And then she has all these big dreams, and she goes from down to down to down to down. Mm. And there is a part in her head, because she always thought that everything was going to be in the Devil Wears Prada, and actually it's not, it's gray, and then people are,
yeah,
you know,
disillusioned.
Yeah, she's disillusioned, exactly. Come see by yourself, you guys.
Yes, I think we'll have to see it now. We whetted our appetite, as they say. Well, that's great. Well, you know, I think we were running out of time again, Anne, but
yeah,
wow.
Talk too much. Sorry, you guys.
Hey, that's the object of the whole exercise. People express themselves and tell us about themselves, and it's always fascinating, I think, as I said in the introduction to the other show. There's never a shortage of interesting people around here in Brittany, and we appreciate that. So I hope everybody has a good idea now who Anne Berger is, and that you, Anne, will be very successful.
Oh,
and there's
you.
Many things that you're trying, Clark. And you're brave at the same time to be able to step out and do that kind of thing. So that's it for this week's edition of L'Invité de Clark. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to having you again next week. Remember, every Wednesday, with the rebroadcast on Saturdays, Wednesday at 10:15 and Saturday at 18:15 or 6:15 p.m. All right? Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for being a loyal listener to L'Invité de Clark. I'm your host, Clark Ady, and your support is invaluable. If you have any comments or suggestions about the show, let me know by emailing me at harmonycornui@orange.fr or at clarkady.com, clarkeide.com. Until next week, bonne semaine.
Merci d'être un auditeur fidèle de l'invité de Clark avec votre hôte, Clark Ady. Votre soutien est inestimable. Si vous avez des commentaires ou des suggestions sur le show, faites-lui savoir en envoyant un email à Clark à harmonycornouaille@orange.fr ou à clarkady.com. Et c'est CLARKEIDE.com. À la semaine prochaine. Kenavo!
L'invité de Clark, with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.